The rosary was given by our Blessed Lady to Saint Dominic for the very purpose of combating heresy. The Albigensian heresy was raging at that time, and not even Saint Bernard himself, who was perhaps the greatest preacher that ever lived, was able to sway these people away from their heresy. And nothing was working, and this heresy threatened to be as bad as, if not worse, than the Protestant heresy. The heretics of this heretical group actually smothered children to death. That was part of their practice, was to smother children, because it was better for the children to die than to grow up and to be corrupt, because they believed in the corruption of matter. That matter was intrinsically evil. And so it was better to release children by smothering them. It was a very, very terrible heresy, and it threatened to take over all of Europe, and the popes undertook very strong measures against it. As a matter of fact, the origin of the Inquisition is in this Albigensian heresy, in order to repress this terrible heresy which threatened all of Christendom. And so what finally worked was the Holy Rosary and the preaching of Saint Dominic. And that won back the areas that had already fallen into the heresy. We also know that the Holy Rosary was invoked by St. Pius V against the Turks, who again threatened to overrun all of Europe. These are little known facts of our history, but Europe many times was on the brink of being overrun by the Saracen, by the Muslims. And if that had taken place, the Catholic faith would have been persecuted
in a manner that would have been reminiscent of the Romans. And many Catholics, out of weakness, would have passed over to Islam. And the situation seemed very dark for many years, and it looked as if the Turk would be able to overrun Europe. And mindful of this, St. Pius V called upon European Catholics to recite the Holy Rosary for the victory against the Turk. Again, when the Turk, about a century later, was threatening the gates of Vienna and threatening to take over Austria and thereby to have a doorway to the rest of Europe, the Pope called upon Europe to pray the rosary, and against odds that were not in favor of the Catholics, they prevailed against the Turk. And the Feast of the Holy Name of Mary was established as a result of this second victory against the Turk, which was the effect of the Holy Rosary. And we also know that the Holy Rosary was recommended to us by our Blessed Lady, both at Lourdes and at Fatima. She appeared with a rosary at Lourdes, and she, of course, gave the rosary at Fatima and called for the recitation of the Holy Rosary against the present ills that afflict our society. And so no one could argue about the importance of this prayer. And it is so much a part of Catholic devotion now that if a Catholic did not know what the rosary was, it's practically the equivalent of not knowing his catechism or not knowing what the holy sacrifice of the Mass is. It is so much a part of Catholic devotion. And yet, if you were to ask the average novus ordo young person what the rosary is, they hardly know, and certainly they don't know how to say it. And this is unbelievable to us who have been raised Catholic, because we know that that is one of the first things that we learn, how to say the rosary. The rosary is so much a part of Catholic devotion that if you were to pull it out of your pocket, someone would know immediately that you are a Roman Catholic. It is a sign of our holy faith, as much as the sign of the cross is, perhaps more. It is certainly a sign of being a Roman Catholic, and a fervent one at that, and a traditional one, that is, at least one that has some devotion and some faith, perhaps, left. The rosary is an excellent prayer because it combines both vocal and mental prayer. We recite it, but also we are meant to meditate on the mysteries. If you want to gain the indulgence of the rosary, you must meditate on the mysteries. It is not enough to merely recite it. Now you say, well, I'm distracted during the rosary. That could be, but you would still gain the indulgence if you strove to meditate on it, and which means that you would, every time that you noticed that you were distracted, you would try to get back to the theme of the meditation. That's a good rosary, and that's a good prayer, by the way, in any case. God looks more at your effort than your result. And it is the effort that you put into the prayer which counts. And so if you strive to meditate on the mysteries, that will gain for you the indulgence, provided you have the other conditions, which are the state of grace, confession 8 days before or 8 days after, Holy Communion 8 days before or 8 days after. And the Holy Rosary has a plenary indulgence if you say it in front of the Blessed Sacrament. The Blessed Sacrament need not be exposed. Simply to come to a chapel where the Blessed Sacrament is reserved is sufficient in order to gain a plenary indulgence from the recitation of the rosary. So it combines vocal and mental prayer, and therefore is a perfect form of prayer, and it makes us think about the central mysteries of our faith. They are in constant review when we recite the Holy Rosary. The mysteries of the Incarnation, the mysteries of the Redemption. Furthermore, it honors our Blessed Lady. It is like a bouquet of roses presented to her every time we say the Holy Rosary. If someone were to go out every day to a florist and buy 50 beautiful red roses, and place them in front of the statue of our Blessed Lady, if he did that every day, you would say, how devoted that person is to our Blessed Lady. And yet, the rosary is exactly that. The reason that it's called the rosary is that it is a crown of roses. That's how it's called in Latin, a crown of roses. And every Hail Mary represents a rose to our Blessed Lady. And so the mere kneeling down in the chapel, or if you cannot come to the chapel or the church, simply to kneel down in your home and say the rosary every day, is to have this great devotion of placing 50 beautiful roses in front of our Blessed Lady's statue. Because it is her rosary, her devotion. In fact, It is the way in which we are devoted to Our Lady. One of the signs that we are called by God to go to heaven and that we are being given the graces to go to heaven is that we have a devotion to Our Blessed Lady. And the principal way in which to have a devotion to Our Blessed Lady is by the Holy Rosary. And if we were to say the Holy Rosary every day, or almost every day, we could say with confidence that we have a devotion to Our Blessed Lady. But if our devotion to Our Blessed Lady consists only of a Hail Mary before we go to bed, that is not sufficient for a good Catholic. It is true that we are not obliged by law to say the Rosary. It is not a sin to omit it. But nonetheless, it is such a useful instrument to go to heaven that we would be crazy not to use it. Why walk if you can get into your car? And so also, why should we make it difficult for ourselves to get to heaven when we have this easy instrument by which to go? It is so useful. Why not use it? And the reason why we don't is because we don't understand the necessity of going to heaven. And we become bogged down by earthly cares, and we think that the only life that we need live is this life. And so the usefulness and of the Rosary, its necessity, becomes obscured to us. I would be hard-pressed to think of God failing to give a man the grace of final penance on his deathbed, which is the key grace of final perseverance. The grace of penance on your deathbed, to be sorry for your sins and to truly hate them on your deathbed, the grace of perfect contrition. I would be hard pressed to see God refusing that to someone who has prayed the Rosary every day or nearly every day for his whole life, who has had a devotion to his mother. Even if he has committed sin, it is the way to heaven, and you should use it. If you have trouble saying the Rosary with attention, use the method of St. Louis de Montfort, whereby, after the name of Jesus in the Hail Mary, you say a little aspiration to yourself that reminds you of the mystery. For example, the joyful mystery of the Nativity. You would say, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And then you think to yourself, born in poverty. And you say that after every Jesus in each Hail Mary. And that helps you to keep your mind on the mystery. I also recommend to you the family rosary, the public recitation of the rosary in your family. That is such a wonderful practice because it makes for a public reign of God in your home, and does not consign to merely the privacy of morning and night prayer the devotion to Our Blessed Lady and to God in general. But if nothing is said publicly in the home, if all prayer is private, it reinforces the modern idea that religion is something purely personal and subjective. and that it has no place in the family or in society. But when you recite the family rosary, you are making a statement to your children that this is a very important thing, and that the king and queen of our family is our Lord Jesus Christ and our Blessed Lady, and we give them this family homage every day. You always make room for things that are important for you during the day. You make room for meals. You make room for your job. Other things that are important for you. Make room for the Holy Rosary in your family. And remember that the Rosary is a weapon, and if it was a weapon against the Albigensian heresy and against Islam, it is also a weapon against the present heresy of modernism that is occupying our holy places. Remember what St. Paul says, that we are not striving against flesh and blood, but we are striving against the powers of darkness. And whereas we might be tiny in numbers, it is not numbers that God looks at, it is the fervor of those who love Him that He looks at. And it will be by the power of God that this heresy will be overcome, just as it was by the power of God that the heresy of the Albigensians was overcome and the power of Islam was overcome. But it is up to us to pray. And if we don't pray, God, in His justice, will punish us by delivering us into the hands of our enemies. We must pray. And if we have been given the grace to know what is right and what is wrong in these times, we must also respond to God in thanksgiving by being all the more fervent in prayer and by divorcing ourselves all the more from the wickedness of the modern world. And the Rosary will help you to do that. The more you pray the Rosary, the more you will see the wickedness of this world, and the more you will hate it. So let us take up the Rosary every day for the sanctification of souls in general, particularly our own souls, and for the protection of our families, and for the humiliation of the enemies of Holy Mother Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.